Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. My wife and I own Learburg. This little video is about a horse, and a horse's name is Clever Hans. Clever Hans was a horse back in 1905 that was an absolute master of reading human beings. I tell people this all the time when I talk to them about training their dogs. We're just lucky that dogs can't play poker, because dogs are just absolute masters at reading our emotions and understanding when we're upset and knowing when they did something right or something wrong. Well, this was a horse that did that. So I had this article on it that we wrote, and I plugged it into this cool little program that we have. Turned what I wrote into a pretty cool little short video explaining in detail what we're talking about in this subject. And in this subject, Clever Hans, it explains how the horse did it. People thought that this horse could do algebra and could add and subtract and couldn't do any of it. But it could read not only his owner, but other people that were standing there watching him work. So have a look at it. And if you're interested in detector work, Kevin Sheldahl and I did a really, really good online course titled Training Canine Detection Dogs. And we just had a seminar here at Learburg, a 3-day seminar, which we filmed with like 3 or 4 cameras. And that's going to be the foundation of scent work. And we've been working on it now for almost, working on the editing for almost 3 weeks. And I'm going to be surprised if it's not going to take another 3 weeks to get it finished. But if you're on our mailing list, if you get our newsletter, or you watch our channel on YouTube, you're going to see when we release it, because it was really, really, really good. And Kevin, who's the instructor, is a police canine instructor. He's a retired canine handler. He runs a police dog school that's 6 weeks long for detector work and tracking and apprehension work. And I think he just finished his 71st 6-week course. Do the math on that. On the average course has 10 to 20 people. And this doesn't include when he gets hired from the Department of Defense or whoever to go to Colombia or over to one of the countries in Europe to teach detector dog training. So if you like what you see here, check out our courses. They're really good.
We're about to dive into some of the most elite training on the planet. But you know what's funny? Our story doesn't start with a dog or a handler or even a training exercise. It starts with a ghost. Not a spooky one, but an invisible influence so powerful it can fool even the sharpest experts and derail critical missions. And to really get what that means, we need to take a trip back in time.
Okay, so picture this. We're in Germany, way back in the early 1900s. And there's this one horse that becomes a total international celebrity. His name was Hans, but everyone called him Clever Hans. And why? Because it seriously looked like this horse could think like a person.
I mean, the stuff this horse could supposedly do was just mind-blowing. People would ask him to add and subtract numbers, tell time, even spell out their names, and he'd just tap out the answer with his hoof. You can imagine, the public was absolutely captivated.
So this was the big question on everyone's mind. It seemed completely impossible, but how else could you explain it? The proof was right there, tapping on the ground. Was Hans really some kind of equine genius?
Well, of course, the scientists had to get involved. A commission was put together to test Clever Hans under strict, controlled conditions. And what they found was honestly even more amazing than a horse that could do math. The secret, it wasn't in the horse at all. It was in the people standing right in front of him.
And this is where it all clicked. The investigators noticed a bizarre pattern. Look at this. When the person asking the question already knew the answer, Hans was a rock star. But if the person asking the question didn't know the answer themselves, suddenly Hans couldn't figure it out. The difference was just massive.
Get this. When the questioner knew the answer, Hans was correct an incredible 98% of the time. I mean, that's practically perfect. But, and this is the kicker, when the questioner was in the dark, his accuracy plummeted, all the way down to just 8%. It was clear Hans wasn't doing math. He was reading people.
And this discovery was so important, it got its own name, the Clever Hans Effect. See, Hans was a master observer. He was picking up on teeny tiny involuntary cues that humans had no idea they were giving off. A slight lean forward,
a little tensing of the muscles, a change in breathing, right as he was about to tap the correct number. The people were the ghost in the machine, feeding him the answer without ever knowing it.
So, a story about a smart horse, big deal, right? Well, it is a huge deal, because this exact same phenomenon is a constant threat in the high-stakes world of modern detector dogs. It's so real, elite trainers have a name for it, the handler's ghost.
Veteran canine instructor Kevin Sheldahl, who's trained hundreds of canine teams, puts it perfectly. He says handlers can be prejudiced without even being aware of it. It's not that they mean to cheat, it's that their own expectations can leak out through these unconscious signals, just like they did with Hans over 100 years ago.
So what kind of signals are we talking about? It can be anything, really. A handler slowing down just a little bit as they get near a spot they think is the one. A tiny change in how tight they're holding the leash, holding their breath for a split second, or even just a quick glance toward a potential hiding spot. A dog who is an absolute expert at reading its partner picks up on this stuff instantly.
And this right here is the absolute heart of the problem. A dog that is being cued, even by accident, is no longer a reliable tool for finding odor. It's become a tool for finding its handler's expectations. And that can lead to false alerts, which, as you can imagine, can have some really serious consequences.
So if this handler's ghost is a real problem, how in the world do you fight it? How do you train a handler to basically become invisible? Well, the best trainers have figured it out, and it's all about building a team where the trust is purely in the dog's nose.
There's a really clear path to get there. It all starts with building the dog's confidence through something called errorless learning. Then you start mixing things up, introducing variables. Then comes the hardest part. The handler has to fade into the background. And finally, you test the team to prove the dog is working all on its own.
Now that first phase, errorless learning, is really interesting. At this stage, the handler is super involved. Their job is to set the dog up for success every single time. They create simple problems, make it easy for the dog to find the odor, and give a huge reward. It's all about building confidence and teaching the dog, hey, this is the game and you're great at it. At this point, handler help isn't just okay, it's the whole point.
But here's where things get really tough, especially for the handler. As the dog gets better, the handler's job has to do a complete 180. They have to systematically fade away. They have to stop helping and start trusting. They become just a manager of the search area, letting the dog do its work independently. Because any help from this point on just invites that ghost back in and risks a false alert.
So how do you prove it? How do you know for sure the ghost is gone? The ultimate proof is the double-blind search. This is the gold standard for reason. In this kind of test, nobody in the search area knows where the target is hidden. Not the handler, not the person evaluating them, nobody. It makes it physically impossible to give the dog any cues. The dog is truly on its own.
This is the exact mindset that canine trainer Kevin Sheldahl lives by. He insists on it. He'll say things like, I'd get a supervisor to take the target. Don't tell me where it's at. I don't want to know. I absolutely do not want to know. That's not just a preference. It's a non-negotiable protocol to make sure that dog's alert is 100% legitimate.
Okay, so why go through all this trouble? Why is fighting this ghost so critical? Because in the real world of canine detection, a mistake isn't just a point off on a test. It can have a huge impact on public safety and on the justice system.
I mean, just think about it. A false alert that was accidentally cued by a handler can get a major legal case thrown right out of court. It can mean that deadly contraband or an explosive device gets missed entirely. And maybe worst of all, it completely shatters the trust between the handler and the dog, which is the foundation of everything they do.
You see, at the end of the day, elite canine work isn't really just about training a dog. It's about a handler learning an incredible amount of self-discipline. It's about them becoming so aware of their own body that they can learn to be present but completely invisible to their dog during a search.
And it all boils down to this one final question. The ultimate test for every handler. In that high-pressure moment, when your gut is screaming, your eyes are telling you the target must be over there, can you shut it all down? Can you quiet your own brain, get out of your dog's way, and put 100% of your faith in that incredible nose? That right there is the whole game.